Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And today on the show, I have Jeremy Thake. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi there. Good to be on the show.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the in-person hackathons that you'll be doing this year.
Yeah, so this year with what we've been doing with Office 365, like our team started March last year,
well,
as a whole new push, right? And we were really focused on Visual Studio and our easier flows for existing kind of SharePoint and Office developers. And so this year what we're doing is we're really pushing forward on how we can get through to these other audiences, like the Angular developers and the Node developers, and then in the mobile space, things like the iOS and Android. Hopefully, beginning of next calendar year, we'll start doing some stuff with PHP, Ruby, and Python as well. So we'll go after those kind of developers and make sure they're aware of how easy it is to kind of build on top of this stuff too.
Excellent.
So it's pretty cool.
So you're going to be traveling the world?
No, I'm hopefully sending minions to go travel for me. As much as it sounds really glamorous to be in hotels for an entire year, it's nice to be home in sunny Seattle. It does actually, it's nice and
it
sunny
is.
Here sometimes.
It is very sunny here.
So we've got a few events we're doing this the rest of the year. So the first one, if you go to dev.office.com/hackathons, we list them all here. And so the first one we've got coming up is actually Dev Intersections in Europe. So that event is a very large event. It's actually stacked with the IT Unity conference in Amsterdam. So the IT Unity will do kind of the SharePoint crowd, the Office crowd, and that's Monday and Tuesday. And then Thursday and Friday is Dev Intersections, which is more of the web crowd.
Excellent.
So people like Scott Guthrie and Scott Hanselman and Richard Campbell from the .NET Rock Show are all kind of there attending that. And so we're going to go and speak to the .NET developers there and get them ramped up and get them excited about what we're doing in kind of the Office 365 space there.
Very cool. So a nice mixed audience there.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And so what we saw with that with these kind of mixed audiences is that people bring their existing web dev skills. And because you can just be a web developer to build against our add-in model or calling our APIs, people already have kind of CAN projects they've built. And so we're like, well, how can we integrate that with the Calendar API? Or maybe you've got some mail stuff that you've used a different component for. You can actually use our mail API to send an email on behalf of the user using your website or using your mobile device.
Yeah, and just so, showing them how easy it is to take what they've already done and the skills they already have and extend out to new users.
Yeah, and so it's really about kind of extending what you've already got. And often, especially at that crowd, because they're a bit more Microsoft orientated anyway, they'll be using maybe Azure Active Directory sign-on. So they're halfway there. Like they've got the authentication.
That's the hard part.
Right. Now they just need to go and call our APIs.
Yep.
And so I'm excited to see what those guys do.
Very
so
cool.
That's going to be cool. And then we've got two others, the Angular Connect conference, which is actually in London, which is the week afterwards. So I am doing both of these. So if you do attend, you'll get to me. The Angular Connect one is very pure play JavaScript developers.
Yep.
And those guys, you know, they're not really in the Microsoft world. It's very unlikely that they'll have Visual Studio. It's very unlikely they'll even probably be running Windows or probably running on a Mac. And so what we're trying to do is make sure it's as easy as possible for those guys to get ramped up and be calling their APIs or building an Angular web application that's running in Outlook or Word, PowerPoint, Excel.
Sure.
So that's kind of been, we've focused so heavily on Visual Studio flows, we've not done so much work on the kind of, I'm not in our realm of environments, and so that's what we're
working
on.
The other technologies.
On. Yeah.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
But engineering have done a great job to make it easy for those guys to jump in. It's just with the tooling and the documentation hasn't been there.
Yep.
And then lastly, the European SharePoint conference, again, very SharePointy, but we're going to get down there, and there's a bunch of SharePoint MVPs that have all actually signed up for this event already.
Fantastic.
So as an example of that, if I jump into the site here and you just go see more details, we're actually running through DevPost, which used to be called Challenge Post. They rebranded a few weeks ago. And with DevPost, what I'm able to do is create a hackathon that's going to be run in person, or we can do virtual ones as well. And people can go and register to be a participant in the hackathon. We list all the challenge details and what we expect of you as a team entry into the hackathon itself. And eventually what we'll do is we'll start to post some suggested challenges so that if you haven't got an idea about what you want to build against our APIs, we'll suggest some things that they could build. And then the idea being after they've done, you know, the set amount of time, we'll get them up presenting in front of the judges that we've picked. And then the judges will pick winners and the winning team will get Xbox Ones as prizes in the regions where we're running this.
So these will all be in person at those specific conferences
Correct.
That you mentioned.
Yeah, right? So we're trying to dovetail on the fact rather than trying to have a hackathon that we run independently and pull people in, we're going where everybody is and going, okay, in the first evening of the event, here's where we're going to be, turn up, get started, And we're going to get them to pre-prepare stuff as well, so they're not coming in completely cold.
Completely fresh, yeah.
And then, you know, get them presenting to those judges and let the judges kind of make the decision on who the best team was.
And if they run into issues while they're coding and while they're hacking away, other than your great support that you're going to provide folks on site.
I unfortunately have two sets of hands.
Right.
So we're going to be flying in engineers. So we've got engineers coming in and also our DX field. So the developer experience team that are kind of dotted around the globe that kind of represent us at a much more scale than what our little team does.
Yes.
They're going to be there as well to help. And Richard DeZariga, who you've had on the show as well.
Yes.
He will be there in London as well for the Angular Connect One because he's on a ton of Angular work already.
Yep. And he loves the hackathons.
And he does love the hackathons.
Yes, yeah.
We just did one recently actually in Seattle with the DX guys. And it was really exciting to see what they were doing with add-ins and APIs where those guys were so focused on Windows development and getting people building Windows store apps. And now they're having to look at our stuff in the office world. So it's good to see them ramping up on that.
Awesome.
So they're having to switch their XAML skills to web, HTML, and JavaScript skills.
But I heard it was a really successful hackathon.
It was. There were some really neat things there as well.
But these aren't the first hackathons that we've done.
No, that's right. So we actually ran one at ngConf in Salt Lake City in March. And part of that is that we knew, again, that crowd weren't going to be aware of what we were doing as well at all. We were actually there with the TypeScript team that were announcing that TypeScript is a very big, large part of Angular 2.0.
Yep.
And so we kind of rode on their coattails a little bit, and we ran the hackathon there. And Dan Wallin, who's very well known in the Angular space for his Pluralsight training and the 0 to 60 Angular training that he's done, he presented with Andrew Connell, who's a well-known Office 365 MVP. And we kind of got them running. We had around, I think it was like 55 people actually coding out of the 800 there.
That's great.
That formed like 13 or 14 teams. And what we actually did is we shared with them this GitHub page, which took into account that they were essentially running on a Mac.
Yep.
They running maybe in brackets IDE as their web development environment. Mm-hmm. And we understood that they weren't going to be turning up with Windows and we weren't going to get them to try and install Visual Studio. And so this tutorial actually went through building with brackets using Terminal to pull down the right packages and get up and running, building an Excel app or building an Outlook app and calling through the Office JS libraries. And the neat thing was a lot of these guys were just so good at Angular that they're like, well, it's just JavaScript that we're calling. Oh, this stuff's easy.
Right.
And so some of the add-ins that they built were actually a lot better than I've seen out of our own kind of code samples that we've genned in the past. So an example of that was they had an Office JS call that read the mail contents and pulled it back into their Angular application on the fly, used the Bing translator API to then translate the email. And they had a drop down there that picked it, and it has some really nice visual transitions because they're using on the Angular framework to actually change it from like kind of German to Chinese based on what the email was going on there. So that was a really neat one in terms of okay, that's such a simple thing to do for them, just calling to get the contents of the email.
Yep.
But then because they own the whole task pane, they can do what they like with Angular inside there. So that was really exciting to kind of see that flow and allow them to be part of the Outlook experience there.
That's great. It's nice to also get a different and fresh perspective of some of these scenarios and how these apps could really bring value to the end user.
Yeah, and a lot of these guys have worked with other APIs in the past, and because their APIs are all OAuth 2.0 and they're all OData4 kind of JSON responses, they were familiar and easy to kind of jump up and get up to speed with these things, which was neat.
That's great.
So for those that are out there that want to kind of play with this stuff, this is all available on dev.office.com. So if I come over to dev.office.com and I go to resources and training here, when you scroll down the left-hand side, we have an actual set of courses here called Office 365 Development on non-Microsoft Stack. And if you scroll down here, we've got two here, one with Excel and one with Outlook, where you can just kind of go through these steps with a hands-on lab to build those things, assuming that you're running a Mac with maybe Visual Studio Code, maybe not.
Right.
And there's some Angular courses there as well that we've got too.
That's great. It's nice to see that it's finally starting to hit home, because I know we've had a hard time trying to build awareness with the fact that you don't need to use Visual Studio, you don't need to use C# to build these things, right? You can stick with your familiar tooling and your familiar languages and technologies to build these.
And there's one core thing I wanted to do a sneak peek on the show, because I've kind of mentioned it on the podcast, but it doesn't do it justice until you actually see it running, is that we've been working on, or I've been working in my spare time, to be quite honest, on a Yeoman generator.
Very cool.
And so what the Yeoman generator does is it allows me to spin up the scaffolding for an office add-in project.
Mm-hmm.
What we're working on to release in the next few weeks is that I can say, well, I'm a Python developer and I want an Outlook mm-hmm. add-in and I want to be able to do mail, compose and read scenario there. And so it's very simple. If you're familiar with Yeoman, you can actually just run Yo office add-in. And what it'll do, it'll give you a bunch of questions. So in this case, it's asking for, you know, do you want a standalone web application, which mm-hmm. is what Richard demonstrated in the show a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Or do you want an add-in that's going to run inside one of our clients? And so, for instance, if I went and said, I want a mail add-in that's going to run within Outlook, it'll actually start asking me some more questions. So I can just say the dev show demo, and that will create my add-in. But it'll ask me where I want the add-in to show. So if for anyone who's familiar with Visual Studio, where we do file new project, what's the name of your project, okay, then we ask you these questions.
Yep.
We're essentially doing the same thing. And it's really neat because I wouldn't have expected you to be able to do that type of experience yeah. within a terminal interface. But a lot of the web developers out there are used to that. And then when I click OK here, that's going to go through,
everything.
Grab all the Office.js files that are running, mm-hmm. that are pulled down from the server. It's going to create my scaffolding based on the language I've chosen. In this case, this one's just pure HTML and JavaScript.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few, right now they're manual steps, where we get you to create a local certificate
mm-hmm.
and run that in Node server. The reason you need that local certificate right now with SSL is because to run your web application inside of one of our office clients,
yep.
it has to be SSL'd. Now, it turns out it's not so easy on an OS X machine to do that or a Linux machine as it is inside of Windows. And so we've got some, right now, manual steps, but we're actually getting to the point where we're going to automate that as well.
That's great.
So it'll just be very similar experience to Visual Studio. And then I can go and open this project inside Visual Studio Code and get plugging away. So for instance, in here, this is actually one that we're taking the scaffolding of all the work that content publishing guys have
mm-hmm.
done
mm-hmm.
with the Art Curator sample, and we've pulled that in. And on the fly, what we're actually doing, because these samples use the Office 365 APIs, we're actually having to load a client ID and secret in here. So if I just zoom in on, maybe not that blind, but zoom in here on this client ID,
yep.
what we're actually doing is grabbing that client ID from Azure and writing that to the file. So the minute that these guys try and run this on Node server or whatever web server they're using mm-hmm. on their local mm-hmm. machine, they'll be up and running and they won't need to configure the sample at all. So it's a great way for people to kind of get up and started and start coding away with the right amount of framework, aid or libraries all preloaded into the sample projects.
That's nice. And so, when are you going to make this available for folks?
So I'm hoping by the end of the month.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're actually, it's on GitHub now.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my personal thing because I was working on it, but I'm going to move it to Office Dev and
okay. We'll
put a blog post out on dev.office.com/blogs
yep.
And get people's feedback. So there'll be the Yeoman generator, and there'll also be, you'll have to use the Azure CLI,
mm-hmm.
which is the way that you go and talk to Azure Active Directory to get your client ID back.
Mm-hmm.
And then also we're going to have an Office CLI. So the Office CLI will do things like push the manifest file, the XML that you need, that Outlook knows
mm-hmm.
then when you click insert in a ribbon, it knows that your add-in exists.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do all that by command line as well. So all the stuff that you do inside Visual Studio 2015 right now, you'll be able to do via the command line on, you know, PC, Mac, or Linux operating system.
That's excellent.
So we're heavily going after that audience of, just so people are aware that it is that easy, and our APIs are just pure play OAuth2 and OData type interfaces.
Well, what's nice too is this is that next step beyond the SDKs, right? Where it's not just SDKs that you would plug in. This is really something that mimics that Visual Studio experience where we make it super easy for Windows developers, and now we're making it super easy for web developers.
Yeah, and it's a pick and choose. Like, we find people don't necessarily want to use the SDKs. They just want to, well, if it's OAuth 2 and OData 4, I can call that with my standard libraries that come out of the box of Python.
Exactly.
We don't need to use Microsoft's SDK that's been generated.
Yep.
But for those developers that may be starting to learn and they don't want to have that overhead, they can kind of just go and grab those SDKs and use them. We find a lot of people are using the AIDL.js libraries
mm-hmm.
in Angular
because mm-hmm.
It does make it so much cleaner when you start calling our APIs.
Nice.
But you can, you know, you don't have to use it. It's definitely an optional thing. So I'm really looking forward to seeing people who are attending these conferences to go sign up. So if you go over to the DevPost website, for instance here, if I look at the participants, there is already a bunch of people. Bill Ayers and Stefan Bauer and Sebastian Lever, and trust me to pick a bunch of European names to try and pronounce live on show. And these guys have, you know, they've already started talking to me about what they're going to be building.
That's great.
So it's going to be really exciting to see, you know, what we get out of these guys at this event. And obviously they have a chance of winning prizes like Xbox Ones for if they get you know, voted by the judges. And there'll also be public voting too. So in this site, once the hackathon kind of date is closed at the event, we'll have a 24-hour period where the public voting will go on, and then we'll award the teams at the end of the event the following day. So
very cool.
Everyone that's viewing can actually get involved. We've seen the YouTube videos that these teams put together demonstrating what they've built, and have them vote as well as the judges come up, which is cool.
Very cool. We'll have to have you back and find out how the
I'd love
went.
To, I want to show, like, it'd be great to actually show some in the show and demonstrate what people have built.
That would be great.
Cool.
Actually. Awesome. So we'll look forward to having you back after your successful fall world tour.
Yeah, right.
Of hackathons.
The air mile build up.
Exactly. And cool. We'll look forward to getting the Yeoman generator and scaffolding up.
Yeah, we'll get that on the blogs on dev.office.com pretty soon.
Very cool.
Yeah. Excellent.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, and happy coding.